Sunset Village is added for your pleasure. The Hammond family has spent its first weekend in the cozy, though rather cramped, quarters. Of course, one will not let on to the other that he's not entirely satisfied, and the result has been that each is really quite happy, because he feels that everyone else rather enjoys the change. Today, Monday, Donald has called for Margie to close the school, and we meet them now as they walk toward town. Well, Margie, how do you like being at school, Mom?
I love it, Don. Yes, really, I do.
I would imagine you being a hard-hearted school teacher, giving the kids a licking, or slapping their hands with a ruler or something.
What, Don, I'm surprised at you. I'm not there to be mean to the children. I'm there to teach them. Where do people get such funny ideas, anyway?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose it's because there are always a few kids that are so mean you just have to sit on them once in a while.
Well, believe me, I've a dandy bunch of them here.
Oh, mean ones?
No, silly. Good ones.
Oh, I see.
And, Don, you'd be surprised what a difference it makes to really know the children and know their families. See, I know nearly all of them since they were babies. Their mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers. Mm-hmm. What they've been used to and how they live and...
What's the matter, Margie?
I was just thinking when I said... what they've been used to and how they live. Don, think what we've been used to and how we're living now.
Oh, Margie, come on, snap out of it. It won't be forever. Anyway, it isn't so terrible, is it?
I don't mean for my own sake, Don. But I was thinking of Mother and Dad. Of course, they're wonderful about it. To hear them talk, you'd think they were happier than ever.
Yeah, they're a couple of good sports, all right.
But you know, it must hurt them to have to move into the back of the drugstore. After having our own home and all.
And don't you worry, Don. People are going to admire him for it. It's just another black mark against old Zez Kirby. Everyone in town had welcomed the opportunity to help your father get back at him. People don't easily forget things like that, you know.
It's really terrible, though, to have to hold a grudge against someone.
Listen, Marge. A grudge for something that doesn't amount to anything is one thing. But keeping in mind that you have a score to settle with a swindler is another thing.
Well, that's just it. Zez didn't really swindle us out of the house. If he had, we could do something about it.
He didn't really swindle you in the legal sense of the word. But you know, Margie, he couldn't have been any more underhanded about it than he was.
I do hope we'll get the house back again soon.
Oh, of course you will.
Maybe it's all for the best.
Just think what a lot of fun it'll be when you do turn the tables on Zez. And just you mark my word, Margie. One of these days, he'll try to put over a deal that'll get him in trouble. Real trouble. Oh, boy. I'll bet the town will declare a holiday and have a real celebration, eh?
You know, I'm surprised that people have enough confidence in him to elect him constable.
Well, I guess everyone thinks he's so mean that if anyone ever did really break the law, he wouldn't hesitate to put them where they belong. Or maybe they figure it's a good way to get rid of him. Maybe somebody will shoot him someday.
Don!
Be a good idea.
Oh, say, look, there's Toby standing out in front of your dad's store. What in the world is he doing?
Gee, it's hard telling. He can figure out more crazy ideas for one boy than I ever saw.
Oh, hi. Hi, Mr. Donald.
All right, Toby.
Oh, hello, Miss Margie.
Hello, Toby.
How's school?
Fine, thanks, Toby. Toby, why are you standing out here?
Oh, shucks. Pop Smith fired me again.
Well, say, that's getting to be a habit with him, isn't it?
Well, heck, yeah. But I always stick around close, though, because he forgets it pretty soon. He comes looking for me, and... and then if I ain't around where he can find me, then it gets mad sure enough.
Yeah. Well, what happened today that made him fire you, Toby?
Oh, well, shucks, Miss Margie. I just trying to help him, that is all. You know, he got in some of them newfangled baked hams that come already fixed from the meat place. You know what kind of mean.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, well, I was unpacking them for him, and I noticed they's all covered with little black things and sticky stuff all over them, and I was just scraping them off and scrubbing them up a little, and shucks, it seemed like he wanted them left dirty.
Toby. Oh, Toby! Huh? That wasn't dirt. Those little black things were all pieces of spice, stuck in the ham to make it good.
Oh, spice?
Yes.
Well, heck, they looked like big hunks of coal to me. Shucks, I didn't want them on nothing that I had, I tell you.
Oh, boy, what next?
Oh, I don't know, Mr. Donald.
Toby, you're positively incorrigible.
Yeah. Huh?
I say you're incorrigible. Oh, you don't know what that means, do you?
Huh? Oh, sure, yeah. Oh, shucks, thanks for saying that, Miss Margie. I must be doing all right. Nobody never said that about me before.
I'm afraid someone might have said it before, Toby.
Yeah?
You just didn't hear them.
Yes, Mom.
Well, we're going on in the store. You can sit in the truck if you want to and go out with me on the late deliveries.
Oh, gosh, thanks, Mr. Tall. Thanks.
Come on, Margie. Say, I bet Dad is furious.
Well, you can hardly blame him.
Well, say not. All those hands.
Yeah. The men, what they do, was pick all the clothes out of the tops of them. And when I got back here, he had a scrub brush trying to scrub off the syrupy part. Yeah. Well, maybe they're fit to eat, but I swear they look like picked hens or something. Well, I wish you'd have Eli put into work down there. Because he's sure as the world through here. And I don't want him hanging around pestering the life out of me. Yeah. Well, Donald and Margie just came in, so... Well, all right then, Marty. All right. Goodbye.
Dad, you weren't by any chance speaking about Toby and the ham, were you?
Yes, I was. How'd you know about it?
Toby just told us.
Is he still hanging around out there? I told him to beat it and not come back.
That's all right, Dad. He won't bother you anymore today. I took care of him.
Well, I'm glad of it. Come here, will you? I just wish you'd look at them hams. Ain't they a sight now?
Oh. They are pretty bad, all right.
Can't never sell them that way. I reckon we might take them along to boarding house tonight and see if Mother Jackson can make them over a little bit.
Does Mother Jackson still serve you good meals?
Oh, fair to middling. Of course, we always know the meals by heart according to what day it is. What day we have stew, what day roast and all.
Ah, she's a good old soul. And she does try so hard to make us comfortable. Gee, her meals are nothing like what Mother used to fix when I was a kid, though. How did that?
Son, there ain't very many women like your mother was. God rest her soul. This'll be our 10th year without her. Since you was 15, Donald.
Yeah, I know, Dad.
Bless her heart. Oh, she'd have loved to see you kids grow up together and Margie teach in school and all. By the way, how is school, Margie?
Just fine, Pop Smith. I was telling Don, it makes it so much nicer than going to a strange place because I really know the children here and know most of their families.
Oh, land's sake, yes. I reckon you know most of them before they could even walk. Let alone talk. Well, you can sure be glad of one thing, though. That you don't have to try to teach Toby.
Say, I've been wondering if Toby shouldn't be in school. How old is he?
Well, Margie, I'll tell you. I don't know if anybody knows just exactly how old he is. Near as I can figure, he must be going on 15. But then nobody really knows, I guess. And nobody figures to do him any good if he did go to school. So they just let him and old Pappy Scroggins do about as they please.
He doesn't have any folks of his own at all now, does he, Dad?
Why, no. Not that I know of, no. I do remember his pa. Never did amount to much. Wandered off about, 10 years ago, I reckon. And that's the last I've ever heard of him.
What about his mother?
Seems to me she lived about 2 years after that.
Well, yeah, don't you remember, Marge? They lived in a little shack that used to be there near where Toby and old Mr. Scroggins live now. She used to do washings, didn't she, Dad?
Yeah, she did. Always felt right sorry for her, too. She was just a little mite of a thing. Young woman. But, well, things were just too hard for her. Of course, people were willing to help her out, but she was just too proud to let anybody know she was in such bad shape. Well, she come down with a cold and took pneumonia and died. Pappy Scroggins was the closest friend she had, and she asked him to take care of the boy. So, since he was just a little tyke, it's just been Toby and Pappy.
Bless their hearts. For all the sadness they've known, I believe they enjoy living a lot more than some people.
Yes, I reckon to do with that.
Hello, Daddy. Well, what in the world is the matter?
Eli, well, what are you looking so fired excited about?
Say, I was just down to the depot to get a shipment that come in for me, and oh, there's a box out in the car for you too, Zach. Frank said I might as well bring it along, and you could come down and sign for it later.
Must be that candy I ordered from the salesman. Was that what you're all head up about?
Tarnation, no. It's about somebody I met down to the depot.
Well, who was it, Daddy?
Well, sir, some fellow from the city had come in on the 4 o'clock. Fine-looking man he was, too. Must be rich the way he's dressed and the way he talks.
Why? What'd he say, Mr. Hammond?
Well, sir, I was at the car loading them boxes in when he come up to me. Uh-huh. He apologized for interrupting me, but I told him that was all right. I want no special rush. Then he asked me if I knowed who owned the big house on the hill just past the schoolhouse.
Yeah.
I asked him if he meant the old Ketchum place. And he said he didn't know the name of it, only it was the one that belonged to the banker that died.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, that's Ketchum's all right.
Yeah, well, I told him, says Kirby, had bought it off Miss Ketchum when the old man died on account of she wanted to move to the city with her daughter. And says always said how he'd like to own it and make a summer hotel out of it on account of it being so big.
Yes, and then what did he say, Daddy?
Well, sir, he said, do you think Mr. Kirby would rent it to me? I says, most likely he would. He's quite a hand at trading in real estate.
Yeah, I'll say he is, the old skinflint. Mm.
And he wanted to know if there was a hotel where he could put up till he could see Zez. I told him he'd better go to Maud Jackson's and get room and board. Well, as long as I was coming this way, I told him I'd take him there if he wanted to go. Why, he was tickled as could be. And when we got there and he got his bags out, look what he handed me.
A $5 bill.
Mm-hmm. Good night. You better arrange to drive him around often, Dad.
Yeah. Well, Maud Jackson got him all fixed up in the parlor room, and then he wanted to know if I could have Zez get in touch with him right away. So I stopped here to tell you to call Zez.
Say, looks like the old town's going to have some excitement for a change, huh?
By golly, he seemed all fired anxious to get that house, and he sure seems to have plenty of money on him. Hello. Hello, Eddie. Say, Het, get me Zez Kirby right away, will you? Huh? No. Maybe I got somebody that'll trim him. Yeah. Tarnation now, I wonder who that fella could be. Hello. Say, let me talk to Zez, will you? Huh? Well, tell him to put on his shoes and get to the phone. This is something important. Oh, I swear Zez no more than gets in the house and he gets his shoes off. Well, it's so. Hello, Zez. And this is Eli. Yeah. Now, never mind. Maybe I'm turning some business to you after the way you done me. Listen. Would you rent the old kitchen place? Uh-huh. Well, I don't want nothing with it. But there's a feller in town from the city that wants to rent it from you. Yeah. Well, now, listen.